This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. It's another day, beautiful day. Now, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys notice, if you're watching on video, that we have a few more brand new individuals to introduce you to. We have a humongous steel Bigfoot behind me. This thing is a beast. Literally, figuratively, whatever you want to call it. Check this bad boy out. Welded and riveted all the way down. It's even got etchings and markings in it. I mean, this thing is beautiful. I got that as a anniversary present, I believe. We added the Beetlejuice painting. Yes, as you can see, Showtime at the bottom. Yes, Showtime. And if you'll notice, he's got a couple facial tattoos. And if you even pause the video for a moment, I'm sure you can see what they say. And of course, we've got Mr. Militant Alien over here. So we're making adjustments as we go to the lab. And up behind me, we've got the colorful panda bear, the Frankenstein, the current Frankenstein. And we've got my very first painting, actually. Kind of like a predator-like alien. Now, enough show and tell. I hope you guys enjoyed the elevator to an alternate dimension yesterday. That was fun to do. I think it was really interesting. Came from phantomsandmonsters.com, great website. Today, we're going to talk about how AI is being used to monitor you by Big Brother, and especially how Microsoft is actually banning U.S. police departments from using their enterprise AI tool for facial recognition. So this is interesting because it has to do with your freedoms. It has to do with your freedom of movement, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom of press, you know, all of these First Amendment freedoms. Now remember, there's five different First Amendment freedoms, so keep that in mind as well. And, you know, the freedom to move about peaceably is being violated with AI. So this article comes to us from TechCrunch, and I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about it. It came out May 2nd. So Microsoft has reaffirmed its ban on U.S. police departments from using their generative AI for facial recognition through the Azure OpenAI service. So that's their OpenAI. Everybody's got their AI service somewhere, somehow, some way. So that's their AI. Now, what we have is multiple AI systems. Could another AI system be used? Sure, but let's keep moving forward here. So, as we move forward, they talk about how it clearly prohibits integrations with Azure to being used for or by police departments for facial recognition in the U.S., including integrations into OpenAI's current possible future image analyzing models. Have you ever seen those videos in movies where they're in China, right? Because China's ahead of us and Japan is ahead of us. And they show videos of people being in public places, and the videos are clearly seeing who these individuals are. They're pulling up their entire credit history. They're pulling up their job history. They're pulling up their social credit score, which is what America's eventually going to move to. There's no doubt about that. With AI, it just makes sense, right? Think, for example, just one scenario. You're a restaurant owner or a bar owner, and you can use an AI little object in the wall to monitor every single person that comes up to the door, wants to come in. And you got a guy who shows up on the AI system and says, hey, this guy has been known for like multiple assaults, and just got released from jail, just got released, from an assault yesterday. Might not be the guy you want in your bar. I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't, but every business owner is probably going to have something like that pretty damn soon. So something to think about. So going back to Microsoft, especially because everybody just seems to hate Bill Gates, don't they? Everybody seems to not like Microsoft, and they love Apple. So a separate new bullet point covers any law for enforcement globally from basically banning them from using real-time facial recognition technology. Do you like to move about the world peaceably and on your own terms? Do you like to not be watched every little step that you take? Well, right now, unless you've eliminated everything from your household, I'm talking about phones, I'm talking about Alexa, I'm talking about smart TVs, I'm talking about smart toasters at this point, I'm talking about smart toilets at this point. If you've eliminated everything off of your Wi-Fi and you don't have Wi-Fi, period, and you don't have a phone, congratulations. But you're probably not listening to this podcast. If that's the case, because those technologies listen in on you as well. You ever noticed how these advertisements pop up on your phone? And you're like, how did they get there? Oh, I was just having that conversation. It's because it's listening to you. It's not fallacy. It's not a conspiracy theory. They are 100% listening to you because I work for a certain company and that certain company's website pops up on my phone all the time. So let's move forward. So as we know, you take a step out your front door, you're on somebody's Ring camera. You take a step out of your car, you're on surveillance somewhere. Unless you're out in the wilderness, and they might have cameras out there too. It's almost as if you can't be yourself. Because what happens? Right now, it's just surveillance. Next will come the Azure technology, where it can identify you. It can monitor exactly what you're doing. The problem with these technologies are that they are biased based on what we enter as programmers into these technologies. So, for example, if you're going out and you're just practicing karate in the forest or something like that, it may mistake you for trying to assault a tree and therefore sending out some sort of law enforcement to arrest you for no reason. And that might sound silly. However, even in this very article, they talk about hallucinations being a potential pitfall in AI monitoring. They have generative AI models today, in fact, that include racial biases that were introduced from training data, which is especially concerning given that people of color are far more likely to be stopped by police than their white peers. And that's the thing, right, is that whatever we put into these models, they're going to take out. Even if we don't put them in, let's say these AI models map out statistics from bureaus. Those statistics from bureaus are going to be biased too. And not just biased for race. It's going to be biased for gender. It's going to be biased for male versus female, old, young, right? And it's going to make a lot of things change, right? It's going to change. There's so many things you can bring up. Insurance, it could bring up, biases in you being arrested, but biases in you getting into places. I mean, that's kind of where it's headed. So right now, and this is interesting because there was just a TikTok about this and a gentleman was talking about it right now at this time in history today. You have, just like your age, you have the most freedom and you have the most youth that you will ever have. Tomorrow, you'll be one day older. Tomorrow, technology will be one step further, one step closer to full monetizing you and monitoring you. And maybe monetizing off the monitoring of you. So a complete ban on Azure's OpenAI service usage pertains not only to the U.S. right now, not international police. And it doesn't cover facial recognition performed by stationary cameras in controlled environments. So the ban is on wild environments right now. The ban is on You know, my understanding is if you're out in the forest, you're not going to get trouble for practicing karate or get arrested for practicing karate and thinking that it's you chopping down a tree or something like that. But in a controlled environment, maybe if a police officer is on a highway, they can use facial recognition software. It's totally fine, especially with Microsoft. And that can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. Here's one reason why. One reason why it could be a bad thing is that, have you ever been told you have a familiar face? Well, what happens if on your driver's license, you take a picture without a beard, then you grow a beard out, and now you look exactly like about five different people in the United States? That becomes a problem, doesn't it? Because now that facial recognition software might identify you as somebody else, and that person might be a felon. And if you think that's silly, think about this. How many people have been pulled over, given their name, and that person's name was actually linked to a person who was a felon, a murderer? This happens all the time. We do background checks, and I've done plenty of background checks for different companies. And what happens is that people have the same name as somebody else who pulled some kid's hair in a school and now has an assault charge on him or her, and they can no longer be licensed, you know, or they can no longer hold a certain profession, or they can no longer participate, because that person needs to separate themselves from the other person. They have the same name. And so it becomes a really big challenge. So AI, it could help, it could hurt. I think it's going to hurt more than anything. At any given point, each of us, you, me, and all the thousands of listeners, have doppelgangers. And it's not just one. Each person has approximately 8 doppelgangers in the world. Total. So it could be 7, could be 8. Could be 9, could be 10. It's funny because people have told me I look like certain people. It makes me laugh. Or they might say, you sound like somebody. I think somebody told me I sounded like Seth Rogen or looked like Seth Rogen at some point. And I was like, that's cool. I got no problem with that. But what if Seth Rogen committed a crime? And then I get busted for on a pullover, right? For a busted turn signal. That might be a problem. Now, here's what's interesting is because, you know, throughout history, police have always been, you know, hopefully, you know, our saviors, our you know, friends, and they're supposed to help us. But now that we have all of this video, we know that there's some corrupt people out there, and you have to be careful. And so given that, and people that aren't even police officers, they're fake people. They dress up like them, and they don't even, you know, wear badges or anything like that. And they, you know, you're like, what the hell? You know, you get really confused. You're like, wait a minute, you know, and sometimes police officers don't even wear badges, you know, if they're, you know, undercover detectives, you know, so it can be very confusing. I think there needs to be some more uniform dress codes when it comes to certain things, and that would alleviate a lot of issues. But anyway, I think that we know that there are some corrupt individuals out there, and in any capacity. So if that's true, and AI's gotten so good that they're able to deep fake basically anything, well, police officers have bad police officers have been known to drop drugs in people's cars. Well, what if, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, but the police officer did and decides to use AI to mimic you in a crime. And there's people out there that can do that, you know, that are smart enough to do that. You know, maybe somebody that doesn't work for the force, but they work for somebody that works for the force. And they present this evidence and you're going to jail for something you didn't commit. It's happened in the past. In the past, people got busted for all kinds of things, misidentification all the time. AI is not that smart yet. And it can make plenty of errors, and plenty of people go to prison for things that they didn't even do. So I think when it comes to these technologies, it violates our freedom and mobility to move about peaceably and freely without being monitored. I think that, you know, we should be able to maneuver about society freely, peacefully, and without feeling like we're always, you know, under the camera. Now, I'm sure that's the way police officers feel at the same time. You know, and that's the trouble with, you know, being a civil servant. That's a tough thing, because you work in the public sector and you work out in public. When we go out in public, we don't want somebody to put a camera in our face either. And, you know, it goes both ways. You know, it's kind of interesting that way. We don't, if you go on the bike path and you just want to go for a walk, you don't want somebody following you with a camera, and neither do the cops. So I think, like, we inevitably march towards technology. There's a constant, steady pace of marching towards technology. And given that, we have to accept that in the future, the only safe place that you're going to have to really be yourself and, like, speak easy might be in a digital speakeasy, where they don't allow technology to come in, and they don't allow pictures, they don't allow recording, they don't have cameras, and you know, you can talk freely about your own thoughts and about, you know, how you feel about things, because it's going to affect your social credit score, it's going to affect how people view you, it's going to reflect on if you get in trouble for a crime, you know, even if it's just talking about, you know, your own opinions about something. Eventually, that could be a thought crime. You know, when you think about, like, 1984 and those books, you know, that depict these dystopian futures, it could be an issue. So it's something to think about. Now, here's something I bet you didn't know. The ACLU is actually suing the FBI, DEA, ICE, and the CBP, Border Patrol, to learn more about how they are using face recognition and what safeguards, if any, are in place to prevent rights violations and abuses. They're going to court in Illinois, challenging ClearView's AI privacy destroying face recognition practices. ClearView gained national recognition after the New York Times revealed that the company had been secretly capturing untold numbers of biometric identifiers for purposes of surveillance and tracking without notice to the individuals affected, much less their consent. You remember all, have you seen all of these advertisements for suing everybody, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, anybody, for, you know, class action lawsuits because they didn't notify you for your biometrics and they used your image, or they didn't use your image or didn't notify you? Everybody's getting sued for biometrics. So now everybody's getting sued for this. Will it have a big impact on the future? Well, you know, you got to hope, right, to protect your constitutional rights. They filed a court brief in New Jersey and in Florida challenging police and prosecutors' refusal to provide adequate information to defendants in criminal cases about the face recognition systems used to identify them. So it's kind of interesting, right? So, like, in one hand, it's great that you might have this technology. You can track down somebody that's an escapee. How many escapees do you really have? Not a whole lot. So what do you really need these for? You need these to track down people that have warrants? You can do that with regular police work. You don't need facial recognition technology for that. So what do they need facial recognition software for? Well, the government can already do it from space. They're already doing it. They got satellites that can see your license plate and read it from space. So that kind of sucks, because we don't have freedom that way. You know, there, you walk outside your door, satellite can see you. So are we almost arguing a backwards or less sophisticated technology in facial recognition? Maybe yes, maybe no. I think if you're arguing against it, I think that, you know, you're still fighting for your privacy. Satellites are going to be there regardless. Can't really fight against those unless we have a different unless you move to a different country. And even if you do, you know, they might have satellites up there that can monitor every step you take. And I think it's, everybody thinks that America is so great. But when you think about it, America has the most people in prison per capita by, what is it, like hundreds of times, right? What do we have? 725 people per 100,000 in prison. That's a fuck ton of people in prison, man. And I think like the next closest one up is like, I don't know, China, Russia, something like that. And it's like 30, you know, I mean, it's like nothing compared to us. And, you know, when it comes to this facial recognition software, it's only going to put more people in prison. And more people in prison means more money in the private prison's pockets and more money being taken out of your tax dollars to keep these people fed and keep them, give them a bed, you know, three hots and a cot for years. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to give up your freedom for less freedom? That's what the whole Patriot Act was about. To give up your freedoms for security. And the more that they do that, the more that they're gonna take away your freedoms. So it's interesting. The ACLU's actually got a lawsuit out, and they're pressing it. Is AI being used in any other maladaptive way? We actually have a Penn State law review stating that the Fourth Amendment is being violated with facial recognition technology. The Fourth Amendment protects individuals from unreasonable searches and seizures. Unreasonable, okay? The United States Supreme Court established these protections in Katz versus the United States. Katz established that the Fourth Amendment protects legitimate or reasonable expectations of privacy where a person has exhibited an actual expectation of privacy. Tough to say what that actually means. Or two, the expectation is one that society is prepared to recognize as reasonable. In the facial recognition context, the issue becomes, one, whether people actually have an expectation of privacy in public places, which is debatable, right? People can come up to you and record you all day long. You could say it's harassment. You can't call the police and say it's a disturbance and harassment if somebody's like just following you. I mean, that's stalking. But when it comes to like somebody going in and videotaping, you know, public servants, things like that, that becomes a challenge. I've seen that on YouTube, and that becomes a challenge. So in another Fourth Amendment case, Kylo versus the United States, concerns of uses of a device that is not a general public use to conduct surveillance of a constitutionally protected area, such as a house. So that's where it becomes an issue. See, we have satellites flying all over our homes, and they record all the time. You want to see something wild? Check Google Maps on your address. And if you just moved in, they probably have a brand new Google Maps of your car sitting outside your house if you park outside. Not some old one-year-old map, like a brand new map. Because they don't need a car to drive by it to see it. If you're just looking at the Google Map from space, you're probably going to see your cars. If you're looking at a Google Map from street level, you may see a year-old version of your house. So in this other court case, Kylo versus the United States, concerns the use of a device is not in general public use to conduct surveillance of a constitutionally protected area like your house. The government used thermal imaging devices on the street outside Kylo's home to discover he was growing marijuana in his house. Dude, that is wild shit, man. They used thermal imaging to see if it was growing inside his house. So they use thermal on the plants? Like, I mean, I know they can use thermal on people, but they're going straight through the people's houses and seeing this. The Supreme Court held that the surveillance using such sense-enhancing devices that would previously not have been possible without physical intrusion constitutes as an unreasonable search underneath the Fourth Amendment. So, while certain AI may be allowed in public, using the use of thermal imaging on somebody's house to see what's in there, which is a technology that many of us know exists because we're into all this, you know, all these conspiracy theories and all this, you know, surveillance stuff, is wild to think about. You know, even if you have a fence up, even if you have brick on your house, they can still use this thermal imaging to see if you have marijuana growing. Now, maybe, and this be my theory, would be maybe they found the lamps that were being used to grow. That's all I can think of, because if it was in his house, you got to have lamps to grow it, right? So that's interesting. So, in the analysis that they have for this Penn State Law Review, facial recognition is principally based on visual surveillance. Visual surveillance has long been held to not fall within the scope of the Fourth Amendment. Yikes, right? So that means they can still use it. Similarly, video surveillance is not a search under the Fourth Amendment because it captures what the naked eye can observe. See, that's where it comes into play with, like, the police officers, right? The police don't want to be filmed, but we don't want to be filmed, and we're both in public. So if it's what the naked eye can see, then, you know, it is what it is. Unlike the device used in the Kylo case, video surveillance is not a sense-enhancing system. Therefore, it follows that facial recognition technology is not a sense-enhancing technology because it's simply a form of visual surveillance. Hence, it's unlikely that people have an actual expectation of privacy in public places. So even if you live out in the country, they can use software from the sky, or hardware from the sky, to keep an eye on you. How does that make you feel? Like $1 million? Not me. You know, I think a lot of us think about, you know, the years gone by where you had more freedom. If you grew up before the internet, like I did, you grew up in a nice time where you didn't have everything recorded. Think about now. All these kids have phones. And teenagers and young adults have phones, and they grew up with that. Man, the stuff that you and I did when we were kids, if that was recorded, man, how many people would have gotten in trouble for stupid crap? Stupid crap. Not even, like, really illegal crap. I'm talking about just stupid stuff. You know, stuff that kids just have, you know, they're out there having fun being dummies and coming of age, right, and just learning about how to be a person. These kids aren't going to really know how to be people anymore because they're underneath surveillance all the time. We're all going to be robots. We're not going to be artistically inclined. We're going to be indoctrinated into this 9-to-5 bullshit scenario that's falling apart before our very eyes, as we can see with the economy. So, it's very interesting. It's interesting how we're using technology against ourselves. It's interesting how we're using technology to monitor each other. I personally, you know, like having fences up and like having your privacy. So hopefully you do too. Keep your privacy. Fight for your privacy. I think that it's important to have your own privacy, to have a place where you can live, to be free, to learn. If you're not hurting anybody, you know, you deserve to have a place where you can speak easily and have your own thoughts. I thought that's what America was founded on, but apparently they just want to keep taking things away and making America, I don't know, England again or something. So anyway, guys, think about what you want for the future and think about what kind of rights you want to stand up for. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Paint, draw, collect, work, do art. Music, work on your car, whatever makes you happy, do a podcast, whatever you enjoy, you should do. Take care of yourselves. I love you guys, and continue to question the universe around you. Go like, follow, share, subscribe right now. Peace.